Today we hear about the miracle of the multiplication of loaves, which is an extremely important miracle. And it's the only miracle of our Lord that's recorded in all four Gospels. And we see an important sequence of four verbs. It says he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. And so there's a very important connection that we would all probably be familiar with the Last Supper and with the Eucharist and the Mass itself as we look at the sequence of those verbs. But there's two aspects I want to focus on in terms of the miracle in today's gospel. And the first is superabundance. One of the things I've noticed with having seminarians in the rectory is that I have to feed them. They eat. And sometimes they eat a lot of food. But, you know, we go through a lot more food with three or four of us in the house than when it's just me. And so I always have to make sure that there's plenty of food in the refrigerator. And fortunately, we've had a number of parishioners who have been very generous in providing food. So I can't complain. There's been plenty of food around. But if any of you have ever tried to prepare a meal for 20 or 30 people, or if you had a large gathering of 50 plus people, it's a challenge to provide that much food. You have to do planning and you have to get all the things together. And if we look at the crowd that our Lord fed today, it was 5,000 men. Plus women and children. So the total crowd could have easily been 8,000 or 10,000 people. Now that's a stadium-sized crowd. You would need truckloads of food to feed that many people. And not only does our Lord feed all of them, but there's 12 wicker baskets full at the end. They had more at the end than what they started with. You know, our Lord didn't have to work the miracle in that way, but he chose to work this super abundant miracle and to reveal to us the surprising generosity of God, how much he's willing to provide for his people. And there's connections to the first reading from Isaiah today. You know, in that reading, the Lord is preparing a holy banquet and it says, come without cost, drink wine and milk. And so, you know, if we imagine a restaurant that was giving away free wine, I'm sure there would be a lot of people flocking to that restaurant. You know, but our Lord is super abundant in his generosity. Not only does he provide more than the people need, but he gives them this invitation to come without cost. The second aspect I want to focus on is how it says that they were satisfied. They ate as much as they wanted, and they were satisfied. You know, what does it truly mean to be satisfied? Ultimately, there's nothing in this world that truly satisfies us. You know, physical food or drink, we eat it and we get hungry and we get thirsty again. It only satisfies for a little while. Money and possessions, if we buy a new car or a new boat, it might be really exciting for a little while. But you get used to it, and then you have to maintain it, and it becomes, you know, a drag sometimes. But, you know, those things, they satisfy only for a short period of time. And even the best job, you know, people are still going to complain about it from time to time, or there's still trials with that. And they still look forward to retirement when they get to retire. Even the best friendship isn't perfect. There's still going to be problems within it. Even the best family, or the best school, or the best parish, or the best country, there's still going to be issues there, and we're never going to find complete and total perfect fulfillment in those things. Yet Jesus promises us something that does satisfy. So on a simple level, you know, this miracle was powerful on a physical level that he was able to feed so many people. And so we can imagine why it's in all four Gospels for that reason. But on a deeper level, it points us to the Eucharist. And with the Eucharist, our Lord feeds us in a super abundant manner. If we think about the millions of people who are receiving the Eucharist across the entire globe, and how many people the Lord is pouring out super abundant graces upon. The graces that are available in the Eucharist are beyond anything we can comprehend. Every grace that we could possibly desire is made available to us in the Eucharist. Our Lord cannot be matched in generosity. Some people doubt the reality of the Eucharist. They doubt that it's truly the body and blood of Christ. They see only what they can with their eyes, and they say, well, this is just ordinary bread. But I think part of that is they don't understand the generosity of God and the length to which he's willing to go to feed and to nourish his people. And the second thing about the graces of the Eucharist are not only are they super abundant, but they truly satisfy. Not simply our physical needs, but the deepest needs of the human soul. Communion with God and to be in a covenantal relationship with God is the deepest need of our soul. Because it's only in the eyes of God that we can see the one who truly and perfectly knows and understands us. Nobody else in this world fully understands what's going on inside of us and who we are. Nobody sees us perfectly except our Lord. And so when we come before the presence of the Eucharist and we come before the eyes of God, we encounter the one who sees us and knows us perfectly. And when we see the Lord face to face, God willing, one day in the glory of heaven, we will see the one who is infinitely generous beyond anything we can imagine. The one who loved us from all eternity before we even existed and brought us into existence. The source of all goodness. The one who is the source of every good thing we've ever experienced in this lifetime or can ever imagine. In the Eucharist, we see the one who is the source of all of those things. So the Eucharist is a foretaste of the fulfillment of heaven. It's a foretaste because we're limited. Our senses and our hearts can't fully perceive what's going on there. But that doesn't restrict the reality of who's truly present in the Eucharist. And so we might be limited on our end, in our ability to comprehend and receive those graces. But on our Lord's end, those graces are unlimited. And that's the power of Eucharistic adoration and the worthy reception of the Eucharist is by spending time in the presence of the Eucharist, it opens our eyes to see the reality of who's truly present there. And it deepens our desire for the one who truly satisfies. And so the more time we can spend in the presence of the Eucharist, the more it transforms us and purifies us and draws us into this relationship with Christ, preparing us for eternal life. And so as we reflect upon this incredible miracle today of the multiplication of the loaves and the superabundant generosity of God and his promise to truly satisfy us, I encourage each one of us to hear what Jesus says to us in this miracle and follow where the Lord, our good shepherd, is leading us to the green pastures. And we will not be disappointed and we will find the one who truly satisfies us.